of His wisdom and strength for us, because it's an honor and privilege for me to be able to do so. We thank You for Your time. You've taken Your time. You've taken Your abilities this morning and come here to worship with us as we stand and worship God. As we open up a portion of His Word, hopefully it will give us strength and encouragement and hope and confidence and support. Today, I'm going to talk about encouragement. While we come together, we continue to be children of God as we grow, each and every one of us, not just physically, but spiritually. As we look out through the audience, we see those that we've known since they were very young. And as we, all of us, age and get older, remember the strength comes from Scriptures. And we have many examples of encouragement in the Bible. We see that through the trials of men that were after God's own heart. We see in the period of the Judges as Israel as a nation continued to struggle, to continue to forsake God, being brought under subjection to the other nations around them, and then realizing that they needed to turn and repent back to God. But He was there. Each time they stepped out, each time they were persecuted, each time they repented and came back to God, God was there for comfort and strength to fight back their oppressors. We see the nation of Israel went through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, even after God had shown them the promised land, and they had the 10 spies who said, no, we can't take this land. And God said, I know you can if you have strength. And Joshua and Caleb were those that said, we can do this if we have God's strength. We see that David overcome surmountable odds when he came against Goliath, when all the soldiers were of despair. But he was given strength. He was fortified. The hope that words that I have intended today through the Scriptures will be an encouragement. We look at the word encouragement and we see some of the definitions. To give courage, to give hope, to give confidence, to give support, to comfort, American Standard Version says, to help, to urge forward comes from the vines. And of course, the noun from vines, a calling to one's aid. We see that, to calling to one's aid. Meaning that we are to give encouragement and strength and confidence to others. We can help others. And we know that we have the Holy Spirit who speaks through the Scriptures to give us this comfort. And remember Jesus, as He told His disciples, I am going away, but I'm going to give you the Comforter. So turn with me to John chapter 14, verses 16. I'm also going to read verse 26, chapter 15, 26, and also 16, verse 7. From the New King James Version. And I pray the Father that He shall give you another Comforter. So Jesus was saying that He was a Comforter while He was there with them. He was the strength. He was giving them confidence. He was giving them the hope. But when He goes away, He says, I pray to the Father that you will get another Comforter, that He may be with you, and not just for His short time of 3 years, but forever. And that includes us. And in verse 26 of that same chapter, but the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. I know as we get older, I wish I could remember all the things that come to my mind as we prepare and study. And the Comforter was there to help build up and give them utterance of speech and bring forward all the things that they had witnessed. And you think, well, you know, as you get older, I can't even remember yesterday. But they were all things that they were subjected to, all things that they had been experiencing that they're able to remember. Turn with me to the next chapter, chapter 15, verse 26. Jesus told them, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. And then one more chapter, chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send him unto you. Remember, he was leaving his disciples to carry on the mantle. He was telling them, hey, you're now going to have to spread the word. You're going to have to take that gospel scripture. You're going to have to fight all these things. But you're going to have the Holy Spirit that was sent as a comforter. The Holy Spirit gave them hope, gave them courage to stand in this face of persecution, gave them the courage to stand when people didn't want to believe them. And we see Paul and the things that he had to endure, and he was given the confidence of the Holy Spirit as well. And as Paul wrote in the book of Romans, so turn with me now to Romans chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Romans chapter 15, 3 through 7. That God gives us this comfort from the holy message. Remember the price that was paid for us. We just had the Lord's Supper. Remember that Christ gave up everything for us. That sacrifice was paid for our debt. And that as we should receive and accept one another just as Christ received and accepted us. Romans chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. And Paul writes to the church in Rome. Even when Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience, perseverance, and comfort of the Scriptures may have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 7, therefore, this is for our learning, therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I also want to read from the New International Version that same passage. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, and when it says that is written, this is a quotation from Psalm 69, verse 9, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Christ took that for us. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and with one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in an international version it says in verse 7, accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. We're all imperfect. None of us are perfect. We're all imperfect people. But we're a family. We have the encouragement of the Scriptures. We have the strength of the Scriptures. We have this encouragement that we can build from one another, building each other up. When we open God's Word, we know from Colossians 3:16, it should dwell in us and fill us up richly. It should be an encouragement to each other. It should be encouragement for us to see each other, to be with each other. Because why? This is a really awesome thing that we come together to study God's Word, to build each other up week after week, day after day. When we come together, we have this experience that will build us up, lift us up. Because God gives us a confidence. We know the world is trying to wear on us. We know there's changes in our world each and every day. It's nothing but a constant change. When we were small, We had physical changes. We had emotional changes. We had things like when we were young and teenagers, we thought we were smarter than our parents. And then hopefully we come to the realization, yeah, Mom and Dad, you were right. And hopefully that happens with each one of us as we go through, because the world is changing. But we're there to give each other strength and confidence. Guide each other by wisdom and knowledge and experiences. Because God has given us not just a warranty, but a guarantee. And there is no limited warranty on God's message. I have to renew this every 3 years. I have to renew this warranty every 5 years. You know, it's only the life of the car or the life of this. God gave us a guarantee with no limited warranty. God told us he does not change and he cannot lie. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And I'll read from the New King James and also the American Standard Version. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Thus God, determining to show us more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, the unchangeableness of his purpose, confirmed, guaranteed it by an oath, that two immutable, unchangeable things, that is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. And now the American Standard Version, wherein God, being minded to show more abundantly unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, interposed with an oath the two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong encouragement, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. He gave us this guarantee. He confirmed it with an oath. He had told Abraham, hey, I'm going to give you the promise. He confirmed that time with Jacob. He also told us through the scriptures that his son came to die for our sins. Now let's turn to being in Hebrews. Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. From the New King James and then American Standard Version. But exhort, encourage one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And the American Standard Version says, but exhort one another day by day, as long as it is called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Remember, the world wants us to slip. They want us to fail. They want us to be brought to them, to their level, to make sure that, see, you weren't really a Christian. You were conformed to what we do every day, but we're different. We know of the trials of each one of us. We know that we're there so we can help one another and bring comfort. There are many things in this world we see daily. You turn on the news and you see things every single day trying to discourage us, trying to dissuade us. But we accept that God has the power over all things. Over all things. Not just some things, not just one thing. Over all things. He is in control. And we have to leave the power with him. Because Jesus has told us too in John chapter 10 that he had the power. He was our good shepherd. He was going to watch out for us. He was going to make sure that we were taken care of. He also said that he had powers given to him by the Father. And that power he was going to be able to use. And if he doesn't use it, then we don't have that hope and confidence in this. So turn with me to John chapter 10. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep. But what do the sheep do? The sheep have to know him because it says, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. For other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they may hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. That should give us comfort. We know he didn't just succumb to Roman rule and Roman law. He put his life on the line for us. He was the ultimate sacrifice, a more pure and better sacrifice than any bull or sheep that could have been given. And he only had to do it once. And that guarantee that God had given us, that given by an oath, doesn't have an expiration date. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years later, it doesn't matter. There is no warranty expiration period. And we also see David giving comfort in words in his Psalms. So Psalm 138, yes, 138, he tells us of thanksgiving, of Jehovah's favor, God's favor. Psalm 138, verses 1 through 8. I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and give thanks unto thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Jesus' name above all names. We just sang that. In the day that I called, thou answered me. Thou didst encourage me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall give thee thanks, O Jehovah. For they have heard the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing of the ways of Jehovah. For great is the glory of Jehovah. For though Jehovah is high, he hath yet he respect unto the lowly. But the haughty he knoweth from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt receive me. Thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Jehovah will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. The troubles we see, the things that we have to endure, we know that we can lay them at God's footsteps. We know we can go to him in prayer. We know that his name is above all names and that he can give us comfort and strength. Paul wrote to the brethren in Thessalonica when he was trying to give them a build-up, a strength of encouragement. Remember, when he wrote these letters to those churches, those epistles still have meaning for us today. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, reading from the American Standard Version, as ye know how we dealt with each one of you. And Paul shows that he was nurturing toward them as a father with his own children, exhorting you and encouraging you and testifying you to the end that ye should walk worthy of God who calleth you into his own kingdom and glory. Same verses, New King James. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you should walk worthy of God who calls you unto his own kingdom and glory. We see as parents, Christian parents, having children, nothing is better than see our children mature, grow into fine Christians, to carry that mantle as Christians to the next generation. Because each one of us ages. Each one of us has an expiration date. Each one of us is hoping that, as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. And we see those children then working toward that, building and growing. Because the simple act of kindness towards one another, of encouragement and building up, can go a long, long way. We may never know when someone's having a really bad day. Sometimes we don't share that with people. But maybe those simple words, that simple glass of cold water of encouragement to urge one forward, that may be all that they needed. Hardships will come, hardships will go. Are we going to be there for one another? How can we help each other if we're not urging each other forward in encouragement and love? We are family. That means we stand with one another as we go through trials. Luke writes in the book of Acts about when they went, talking about Paul and those that he was with, went back to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, strengthening those that they had taught before during their previous missionary journey. We also here to encourage and give support to those that we're also building up. So Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. And that was the New International. And American Standard Version says, confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that through many tribulations, we must enter into the kingdom of God. People think we're different. We're weird. We're different. We don't do the same things in the world. We don't celebrate the same ways. Well, we're going to go through those trials and persecutions. It's not easy facing those, especially when we have to deal with coworkers and peers. It's even scarier if we think we have to do this alone without help and support. Having God on our side is the first big step. Having brothers and sisters in Christ on your side is another comforting blanket of hope and continued encouragement. Having a spiritual family that continues to grow and nurture is a wonderful thing. I know it's been a help to me and my family as we went through our growth periods. Turn with me now to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 15 and 17. And Paul writes, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 in 2 Thessalonians. So then, brethren, stand fast and hold a tradition. Stand firm, the New International says, which ye were taught, whether by word or by epistles of ours. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort, encouragement, and good hope through grace, comfort, encourage your hearts and establish them, strengthen you in every good work and word. That application applies to us today. Paul wrote these things many, many years ago, but it's still an encouragement. Remember those that are faint-hearted, or those that are weak and need our support, those that are suffering that need our support. We are the family. We are that soft landing spot. We are the place to listen. We are the ones that give support and strength. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14. In the New International Version, it says, and we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. And American Standard says, and we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be long-suffering toward all. Remember, all of us sometimes stumble. All of us could be weak. We need that strength. We should strive to seek Christ. We should be that comforter, encourager of others. We should be humble, having tender mercies and care for one another. Love and be patient. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, so we are all united with Christ. If any comfort from His love, well, He gave it all for us. He sacrificed His life and laid it down that we may be and have a relationship with the Father. If any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. And the American Standard Version says, If there is therefore any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercy and compassions, make full my joy, that ye be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting others better than himself. We should be that encouragement to others. We should, because why? We are joined with Christ. We're a family. We're His spiritual family. Because there's no other salvation that is found except through Christ. And we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforteth us all in our affliction, that we may be able to comfort them that are in any affliction, through the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, even so our comfort also abound through Christ. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or whether we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which worketh in patient enduring of the same sufferings that we may also suffer. And our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that ye are partakers of the suffering, also are ye our comfort." If you note in that one section, we heard the word comfort and comforted in and comforts 10 times. Let's turn now with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Because we said there's no other salvation, right? Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Remember, we can't say it enough. We build each other up. We strengthen one another, because surely goodness and loving kindness is emitting through us all. Now turn with me to Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. And this is a section of passage we're probably all familiar with. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. Well, as we read these few passages in our time together, we start seeing that our comfort can be given to each other, our strength to encourage, our willingness to give hope, to give support. Well, that means that's an action. That means I have to do something. Because we know God is in control of all things forever and ever. Do not forget these things that God has given to us as His people. Be part of this by being a child of God through His Son. Encourage each other always. And remember to do this in action. Be the one. Be that person. You know, there was a time that someone said someone could do something. Anyone could have done it. But not anyone did it. Be that someone. Be the one to give the courage. Be the one that gives hope. Be the one who gives confidence. Be the one to give support. Be the one to comfort. And be the one to help. And as that noun says, to urge forward. Be that person calling to one's aid. Well, we know we have to be in Christ. We know that we have to put on Christ. Because we have to hear and believe. Acts 16:30 through 33. We need to turn away from our sins. We need to make sure that we repent. We know that in Acts chapter 3, verse 17 and 19. Now, brethren, I know that in ignorance ye did it, but as ye also your rulers, but the things which God foreshadowed by the mouth of the prophets that his Christ should suffer be fulfilled. Verse 19, repent be ye therefore and turn again, that your sins may blot it out, that so many may come seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We need to hear and believe. We need to confess that Lord Jesus is Lord and Savior. We need to be baptized. I like to read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. For it is better if the will of God should also will that ye suffer from well-doing than from evil-doing, because Christ also suffered for our sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, and that afore were disobedient, when long-suffering of God waited those 3 days, while the ark was a preparing therefore, that his 8 souls were saved through water, which is also after a true likeness, an antitype, doth now save us, even baptism, putting away the filth of the flesh, but the interrogation of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as many that were baptized into Christ were baptized and did put on Christ, Galatians 3:27. And John 1:26, as he had said, he abideth in him ought forever, and even walk as he walked, to live that Christian life. Remember, we comfort one another. We will strengthen one another. We'll be here for one another. And if we need that support now, you can come forward now as a child of God. But if you haven't put Christ on in the waters of baptism, we also give you that opportunity as well as we stand and sing.
No, no tears.